Take a stroll into a forest and you may notice that trees have greened out this month. There are thick canopies overhead that weren't there just a week or two ago. Naturalist Dan Best says that times out very nicely for returning migratory birds.
That's right. A few warm days and the leaves just explode out of the buds and we have full leaf out already. May is just an amazing month. We still have the wildflowers, lots of wildflowers, and, well, Jim, what do you hear?
Well, certainly a parade of birds that I didn't hear a month ago. The nuthatches and the chickadees are still here, but who's joined them?
Oh, lots and lots of birds. New arrivals here. We have thrushes and warblers and vireos and tanagers, flycatchers, a tremendous variety of birds that have come to us from their wintering areas in Latin America. That is, South America, Central America, the Caribbean nations. These birds have made their way, many of them traveling at night, using amazing means of navigation. They're using celestial navigation, that is, using the stars. They're using perhaps the Earth's magnetism, sensitivity to polarized light, a variety of different means to make their way thousands of miles over land and ocean to return here to our forests to nest.
Why May? Why now? Why so many?
Well, here now, let's take a walk over to some of these leaves, and no matter what kind of tree you're looking at here, what do you notice on these leaves?
Well, it seems as if several of them have little chew marks or holes.
That's right, holes. And no sooner does it leaf out than the salad bar is served for hundreds of different kinds of caterpillars, whether they be butterfly or especially moths. Their hatching of these eggs, of these caterpillars, is synchronized with this leaf out.
So apparently there are many visitors to this buffet, but who, what, and where?
Well, okay, now let's listen here. I hear that over there? That's a hooded warbler. Yeah, there it goes. Now that one will tend to stay low. Oh, the male might go up a little higher to sing to announce his territory, but generally it's going to forage in this shrub layer in the lower part of the forest.
Now, what was that?
Well, I can hear a nice warble up there, and that's the rose-breasted grosbeak. They all spend most of their time in the understory. That is about halfway up in this mature forest we're in. And then, listening, oh, a little higher above us, I can hear that nice, hoarse, robin-like song of the scarlet tanager. And I'm even picking up the cerulean warbler. And a little bit of a hoarser vireo sound, as well as a yellow-throated vireo. And those birds like to stay high up in the canopy.
So in order for this forest restaurant, if you will, to accommodate so many different customers, it needs different stories.
That's right. These birds are here because of the big insect menu that the forest has to offer. And they're not fighting for the same seat at the same table because they're distributed in these different levels of the forest.
So if you're talking about a canopy, an understory, and a shrub layer, you're indicating a mature forest.
That's right. That's a characteristic of a mature and old-growth forest is it has these defined layers. This kind of habitat, these large tracts of mature forest, are getting harder to come by as the large trees are logged out, or even worse, these remaining forest tracts are continually fragmented into smaller parcels, which are less suitable for this big diversity of forest nesting birds.
Now, Dan, I've seen the bird books. These birds are extremely colorful. Any tips on the best chance of actually seeing them?
Well, bring your binoculars into the forest with you, and don't charge up to every song that you hear. Just slow down, take it nice and easy. Look where you hear a song. Watch for that little movement of leaves. Spot that movement, raise your binoculars, and you'll eventually see them. You'll get to see these different kind of birds.
That's naturalist Dan Best. Some of us live in one-story houses and some in high-rise buildings. It's a good idea when bird watching to remember that birds also have their own preferred level. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Jim Bloom.